A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. My guest, Kathy Aiken, is here, longtime sports broadcaster with us here at KSL Television, now founder of the Forget Me Not Project. Gaina Lynn Condi is here, author and speaker and host of The Middle and Real Talk. And Andrea Jensen is here, asthma program coordinator with the Utah County Health Department. And I want to bring this up because we saw this week the first drug since 2003 that could slow the effects of Alzheimer's. And I know the three of you probably know, and many in our audience do, that my father died of Alzheimer's. And I am particularly sensitive to this topic, as I know many in our audience either know someone who passed away from Alzheimer's. It's just, you know, a cruel, cruel disease with, you know, no known cure. And I don't believe this drug is a cure, but it could stop the effects or slow them down if taken early enough, is my limited understanding of it. Kathy, what do you make of this, what we learned this week?
I was thrilled and would be so happy for these people if something came up to, you know, help them even in some small way. When my mother was in an assisted living facility, I went back after she passed and wanted to volunteer with the memory care people because I think so many people are uncomfortable with them. And I love them. I absolutely love them, even though, you know, it's difficult to communicate with them at times, but just to see them languishing and struggling in such horrible ways, and to see their families come in and visit and not be recognized was heartbreaking. But I just absolutely loved working with those people, and I would be just thrilled if we could find something that would help these people. And reading the article, Amanda, that you sent us, it said the treatment could be $56,000 a year. And I'm wondering if that might be cost prohibitive for some people. I don't know if it would be covered by Medicare, however that works. But, you know, you hope it gets to the point where it would be affordable for all of these people to get some kind of help. I could not imagine, Amanda, if my mother didn't know me or recognize my name. I would have, that would have been horrible for me. So I would just love to see something happen for these beautiful people.
God bless you for doing that, Kathy, truly.
Oh, I love it.
What angel's work that was, because I think that is one of the hardest things.
Well, just thinking about your dad again, and I remember what a tough time that was. So just a reminder, pull out your tear soup book. That's always a good reminder for dealing with grief. But, you know, I am really excited about this. Medicine is really changing, and we see this in the world of asthma. There are five biologics, and so these are medications that work down at the cellular level and stop some of the cascading inflammation and things that go on. So medicine is changing in that they're really starting to target what's going on. Yes, they're expensive. Some of the asthma biologics are 5,000 months, so you're looking at 60 grand a year. For most of these, insurance does cover them. They have high copays. You can also get copay assistance, and also through the manufacturer, they almost always will offer copay assistance to cover the deductible. For the one that's $5,000 a month, my coworker was paying, I think the deductible is $945 a month, but that was covered by the manufacturer. So some people are going to get sticker shock over this that haven't used some of these newer drugs, but quality of life, how do you put a price on quality of life? And these brilliant scientists that are developing these medications that, right, there's no cure, but to be able to slow that down and to be able to have a few more years, if you could have had a few more years with your dad, you know, my parents died young, they died early. My in-laws, we had to watch that slow decline, and it's tough, mm-hmm. and it's really hard. And so I'm really excited for any new research and breakthroughs. And If it's approved by the FDA, we know it's good because they are notoriously strict in what they approve. Things are available in Europe and Canada and other countries we can't get here. So, you know, things are safe if they approve it. And I'm excited that anything new that comes on the pipeline for any disease that's out there.
Me too. And maybe this will lead to a cure. Maybe this, you know, because it has to do with the plaque in the brain, right? This drug does in some way. Gaynelyn, go ahead.
I would just add to what has already been shared, Andrea. I think it's worth echoing that within certain categories, when we open one door, it can create a domino effect for solutions for other illnesses and diseases. And so I'm hopeful not just for the Alzheimer's community and those that love them, but for other related diseases. We have a neighbor, and I can't talk about this couple without crying, and it's their anniversary today. And she had early Alzheimer's onset at the age of 41. And they are close to my age, and I'm 50. See, I can't talk about them. And he, the husband has given care all these years for the last 10 years. And she is a shell of a little tiny body now, because Alzheimer's ravages the body, not just the mind. Your mind is telling your body to do all the functioning that it needs to do. So when the mind is attacked, the body function changes. He brushes her hair, and I see them at church, and he feeds her goldfish, and he posts these most loving, beautiful posts. And every time I feel frustration in my own marriage or in my relationships, I'm inspired, and I think of them often because I see that love is about not always what you receive, that he has not gotten much back, but he adores her and loves her and honors her in their marriage. And to me, it's always an inspiration. And so I know there's many families that are touched by it. I apologize for my emotion, but when I think of Alzheimer's and what it could do, sometimes we think it's an old person only. And I think our aged community, as Kathy serves so beautifully, they are our cherished treasures of our society. But this is a disease that is affecting much younger, and we don't always talk about that as well. And the longevity of it and what it does to the body is beyond just dementia that we associate with maybe a 90-year-old that's lived a full life. And so I'm excited for not just our geriatric community that we are lucky to have among us, but for those families and younger that are affected.
We can go full circle on this. What Gaynelyn just said, that man didn't get anything back. He was in the presence of awe.
Yeah.
And what you saw, Gaynelyn, what you see every Sunday is the presence of awe. How beautiful is that?
Oh, when you said that, Kathy, I felt such love, because what I do remember about caring for my father was that to care for someone, especially someone who isn't quite aware of the care you're giving, is a cherished position.
It's a privilege.
It's a privilege. Forgive me, I've run out of time, and so I don't have time to ask you about what you're doing. May I just say thank you, and I love you, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, so fun.